With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're going to be talking about a special project today. We're going to be talking, first of all, with Sharon Johnson, who is the Assistant Director of Child Nutrition Outreach Program at Project Bread. Sharon, good morning and welcome to MSO.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, I got to tell you, until I came across a tweet from the city of Lynn, I hadn't heard of Project Bread, and I taught math for many, many years at Gloucester High School. And this is such an important special project program that I just felt I have to get information. So let me start. Can you give me just kind of a general overview of Project Bread, what it is, and maybe who it services?
Sure. So Project Bread is a Massachusetts organization. So we service everyone in the state of Massachusetts. And we're the leading statewide anti-hunger organization. So we really work to engage everyone, residents, elected officials, businesses, all people, to act against hunger so everyone in the Commonwealth has reliable access to food. We, you know, believe, like most people believe, that food is a basic human right, but with COVID, boy, did things change. Pre-pandemic, about 1 in 12 households and 1 in 11 households in Massachusetts experienced food insecurity, and then that has changed. It got worse during COVID, and unfortunately, it hasn't completely bounced back. Mm-hmm. We still have, as of May 2023, 1 in 4 Massachusetts families with households are experiencing food insecurity. So that's almost, you know, double the pre-pandemic number. So it's like, how do we get to a new place? So what we really focus on is access. How do we let people know about meal sites, about ways to, you know, food pantries, things that are out there that they can access to provide meals for their kids, their families, and themselves. So we work across many lines. We have a huge advocacy department that are working hard to continue free meals for kids across the state. We have our food source hotline, which is the hotline. Like, it's the number to call when you're looking for something, when you need something, to get you a meal that day or the next week, and where to find it. We work in schools. I work in schools all school year and then with summer sponsors in the summer. We have a chef's program. We have a healthcare partnership that works with folks on MassHealth. So we do a lot of different things to kind of come at food insecurity in many different directions with the hope of hopefully solving hunger one day in Massachusetts.
Wow. Do you work with local organizations? For example, in Cape Ann, there's an Open Door. I mean, there's food pantries in communities all over the North Shore. Do you supplement work with them, or you are completely separate from what they do?
No. So, and I work on the child nutrition team, and we work in partnership with the Department of Education. So we are their outreach partner, and actually we work with the Open Door. I know them well. We provide grants to summer sponsors, which the Open Door is one, to help them promote their programs, if they need equipment, whatever they need to get their programs up and running so that more kids have access to that.
Wow. To me, it's astounding that there are so many people, given we're in supposedly a technological age in the 21st century, who have food insecurity for their families and their children, and it's just it blows me away. We're supposed to be the richest country in the world, so I really applaud what you're doing and those who work locally and those who volunteer. Now, tell me a little bit more about who is eligible and how they are able to avail themselves of this, because I know that for some people it's very difficult, but I know that you also handle this in a very delicate manner.
Yeah, so the program that I think you saw the tweet about was the Summer Eats program.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk specifically to that one because
Perfect.
That's really starting right now.
Okay.
So it is, you know, during the school year, most kids get their meals for, everyone in Massachusetts right now gets their meals for free. And so the issue becomes what happens in the summer, right? Like where the drop-off is crazy. It's something like, I think the number we use is like 1 in 12 or 1 in 13 kids who would usually get a free or reduced price meal at school when we were in those categories, accesses one in the summer. So that's not, it's hard to get to sites. It's hard for families to fit it into their day. They may not know. They may not have transportation. So basically, Summer Eats is a federal program. We call it Summer Eats in Massachusetts. It's called the Summer Food Service Program nationally. And it's a critical program for kids 0 to 18. It is open to everyone. There are no income qualifications. There's no registration. There, you can walk up to any summer sites, any place in the state, and get a meal. And they're for kids 0 to 18. And it's really, really such a critical resource this summer, especially because, you know, we have this big gap, right? Like, we've got to figure it out. And it basically provides meals to kids and teens to just ensure that they continue, you know, learning and growing and thriving over summer break. They operate like a, they're sponsors, which is like the Open Door, the sponsor, and they have sites. And so, like for instance, Lynn Public Schools, I believe, has like over 20 sites. I think if they have like 19 schools and 7 parks, right? So they have people at those places and they advertise where they're, where those sites are, when they're going to be there, what the meals are, so that families or caregivers or camps or whatever it is can bring their kids to these sites for meals during
wow.
the summer.
That is, that's amazing. And where it's available to everyone, it takes away the stigma, you know, and there's no invasion of privacy or anything like that. That's incredible. Now, how do we get the word out, Sharon? Because I'm guessing some people don't have access to the internet. Some people, you know, may not have may not know about this stuff who really do need it. Do you work with the cities and towns so that they promote it somehow with I don't know, posters or something like that?
Exactly. We provide actually all of that to all the sponsors in the state. We work with, you know, a lot of sponsors, all the sponsors in the state, and help them on just that. Like, how do you promote? How do you engage families? How do you, you know, get them to come and stay and sit and eat? Like, can you plan an activity so that it brings the family to a site with a little more dignity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to the library to go to story time, but there just happens to be lunch there. That's a win-win. So we work with sponsors on like trying to create those type of scenarios where it's a good thing for the family. It's easy for the families. And so what we do is we manage the state map. So basically the sponsors submit their sites to the Department of Education, and then we put them on a state map, which can be found at projectbread.org/summereats. And we have about 100 now. There will be like 600-700 sites on there within the next week. All the sponsors are getting them on now. So that is one of the best ways, because, you know, you may be in Ipswich, but you may be visiting a grandparent in Lowell, and you can just go on the map, look in Lowell, and like, hey, before we go or on our way home, look, there's a supper site at a park. Let's swing by, hang out at the park, and have supper there before we head home. So you can go anywhere in the state and get one of these meals. And so the map is a great way. Our hotline has the entire map on, you know, that they can access. And that's a phone number. It's 1-800-645-8333. And we have hotline workers that are unbelievable. They also will help families determine whether they're eligible for SNAP and can walk them through the SNAP application. But they can direct them, like a caller can call in and say, hey, I'm here. Is there something around me today? And they would be able to say, hey, there's a Summer Eats site at this address, but it looks like there's also a church dinner at this address. So we try to keep it, the map is kind of the central thing that we go off of, because it's, you know, it's easy to read and to understand. And also our hotline has over 100 languages available, so a caller can call in and make sure that they get the information they need in the language of their preference.
Wow. I'm in awe. Wow. I don't even know what else to say, except what am I missing here? What have I not asked you about? Because this is so incredibly important, and it sounds like you do such good work. We want to help get that word out.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, last year, like in July alone last year, over 2.3 million meals were served across like 1,500 sites
wow.
in Massachusetts. So it's really important, but there are a lot of kids still not getting those meals.
Okay, I know.
It is just, promoting and talking and sharing, like we share with partners, right? Like just because it may not be something that's related to food insecurity, but related to housing. But of course, you want to share that there's a meal sites around. So the more we can share that out and you can help us promote that, it's great. You know, Massachusetts is a super expensive place to live. So it's hard to imagine, like you said earlier, like we have so many resources and we live in such an age, but it's hard to live in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that anybody who wants a meal, can get one. So we have a lot of great sponsors. We have up in that area, we have the YMCA of Metro North, and they do this cool program where it's called Y on the Fly, and they take their van out, they take it to a housing property, and they stop, they do games. We gave them a grant this year because they're going to just do some really innovative things with that, and they have, you know, teen nights at their Y that are open, and they have music programs going on to get kids in and just, again, just having meals there. So it's also a way to find activities for the summer. The summers can be long. They're short, but they're long.
Right, exactly.
So we really love these kind of partnerships and, you know, want to help them promote it. Like, you know, we're just helping the sponsors reach the families to get to their site.
Gotcha. All right. What about volunteerism and or donations?
Yeah. So please visit our website and you can find a place to make a donation. There's a donate button on the website. We the Walk for Hunger is our fundraiser. It started in 1969, I believe, and it's actually the oldest charity walk in the country. So it used to be 20 miles. We didn't have it during COVID. So this past May was just last month was our first one post COVID. We did a 3 mile walk on the Common. It is what we live and breathe for. And so we really encourage, we have teams, we have schools come that bring their kids. So if you can get involved in that, that would be fabulous because all that money goes back into what we do.
All right, Sharon, anything else?
I think that's it. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Oh, absolutely. And hold on when I close this out here. That is Sharon Johnson, who is the Assistant Director of Project Bread's Child Nutrition Outreach Program. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.